Hello and welcome to the Georgia Today podcast. Here we bring you the latest reports from the GPB newsroom. On today's episode, protesters in Georgia could face harsher penalties under new legislation advancing in the State House. We have more details on the latest case of measles here in the state. And Fulton County leaders say they're focused on maintaining election integrity.
We will fight any effort to take over our elections with every resource that we have available to us. That's today, that's tomorrow, and as long as it takes to protect democracy and your right to vote.
Today is Tuesday, February 24th. I'm Orlando Montoya, and this is Georgia Today. Protesters in Georgia could face harsher penalties under new legislation advancing in the State House. House Bill 1076 would make it a felony, punishable by 1 to 5 years in prison and a $100,000 fine, to use a vehicle to obstruct law enforcement. At a hearing yesterday, Powder Springs Republican State Representative Ginny Earhart said the bill is aimed at protecting officers.
The danger is real. A motor vehicle in the hands of an ill-intentioned person is a lethal weapon.
Critics said the legislation isn't needed because Georgia already has a law against harming an officer with a vehicle. They suggested the bill is motivated by the recent protests in Minneapolis and the death of Renee Good, who was shot dead in her vehicle during an encounter with ICE. Over the weekend, state health officials confirmed Georgia's second case of measles this year. GPB's Sophie Gratis has more on what we know.
The measles case is in an unvaccinated person who recently traveled out of state and lives in Bryan County, which neighbors Savannah's Chatham County. An email sent to parents in the Bryan County School District says the infected individual was present at Bryan County Middle High School on February 13th, but doesn't identify them as a student. Unvaccinated students are being told to stay out of school for 2 weeks while the local public health department does its contact tracing. And parents have been advised to watch out for measles symptoms like a rash or fever in their kids. The risk of contracting measles if vaccinated is very low. State Public Health Department spokesperson Nancy Nidem-Shirek says they've spent more than 100 hours on contact tracing so far. This is the second measles case on Georgia's coast this year. For GPB News, I'm Sophie Gratis.
Home Depot reported a muted fourth quarter as American consumers remain cautious amid a weak housing market. But the Atlanta-based retail giant said today its adjusted earnings and revenue managed to top Wall Street expectations. Home Depot earned about $2.5 billion in the 3 months ending February 1st. Leaders of Georgia's most populous county say they remain focused on maintaining election integrity and improving health care access. GPB's Amanda Andrews reports on Fulton County's annual State of the County address.
Speaker and Fulton County Chairman Rob Pitts emphasized the county's strong financial position during his address. He touted investments supporting two new health care facilities, an emergency center in South Fulton and a health services center for seniors in Alpharetta. He also addressed the FBI raid on the Fulton Elections Hub January 28th. Pitts says Fulton runs safe, lawful elections, and they're ready to fight fire with fire.
We will fight any effort to take over our elections with every resource that we have available to us. That's today, that's tomorrow, and as long as it takes to protect democracy and your right to vote.
Primary elections are May 19th, with the general election November 3rd. For GPB News, I'm Amanda Andrews.
Adverse childhood experiences, including abuse, financial hardship, and parental divorce, might increase the risk of obesity in children. GPB's Ellen Eldridge has more on new research from the University of Georgia.
The UGA study on the impact of adverse child experiences suggests clinicians should screen children as part of an annual physical and address risk factors early on. Shauna Adis is an assistant professor in UGA's College of Family and Consumer Sciences. She co-authored the study.
If a child goes into a pediatrician's office and they do a simple questionnaire to just see, you know, where they are on this, you know, level of very stressful experiences, If the child's scoring high, we can maybe talk to the parent.
Researchers used data from an ongoing nationwide study of more than 12,000 children that began in 2016. For GPB News, I'm Ellen Eldridge.
The Barrow County trial of Colin Gray has entered its seventh day. This morning, prosecutors called Georgia Bureau of Investigation agent Kelsey Ward to the stand. Ward interviewed Gray for more than an hour at his home on the morning of the fatal shooting at Appalachie High School, and the state presented that audio to the jury. In the tape, Gray explains his family's dynamic and talks about his son Colt's mental health history.
He's a hothead. I was too. Like that, I'm more worried about breaking windows or skipping school. That's going to be the worst thing I got to deal with this with him. And this was not on my damn radar.
Gray was arrested the next day. He's facing multiple charges, including second-degree murder, for providing his son Colt the rifle used in the 2024 shooting. A Washington, D.C.-based group that hosts regional markets for book collectors is expanding into Georgia. Fine Book Fairs will host its inaugural event in the state this upcoming weekend at Oglethorpe University in Brookhaven, northeast of Atlanta. The event includes rare books, postcards, and other printed media, as well as music and speakers. Movies and TV shows are set to return to Macon as early as next month, with local tourism officials expecting one of the busiest filming seasons in years. The productions are led by Superman Man of Tomorrow, filming at the city's Terminal Station. The Atlanta Braves will take full control of their television broadcasts in the 2026 season. The team today announced their own production, sales, marketing, and distribution service, Braves Vision, will oversee telecasts for more than 140 games. The Braves say they're still finalizing partner deals with cable, satellite, and streaming services. Braves Vision will be available on the Major League Baseball streaming platform. An unspecified number of games will be available without charge on Gray Media's network of TV stations in Atlanta and across the Southeast. The announcement comes after the team's previous broadcast arrangement with FanDuel Sports Network collapsed in January. And in other Georgia sports, big news from the Atlanta Falcons. The team plans to release 14-year veteran quarterback Kirk Cousins when free agency opens. The team's new general manager, Ian Cunningham, made the announcement today at the NFL Scouting Combine in Indianapolis. Cousins played two seasons with the Falcons and started 22 of 34 games. He signed a $180 million contract before they drafted Michael Penix Jr. with the eighth overall pick in 2024. And that's it for today's edition of Georgia Today. If you'd like to learn more about these stories, visit gpb.org/news. If you haven't yet hit subscribe on this podcast, take a moment right now and keep us current in your podcast feed. Got feedback? We'd love to hear it. Email us at georgiatoday@gpb.org. I'm Orlando Montoya. I'll talk to you again tomorrow.